The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hope you're going to have a good time listening. May the Lord bless you greatly and a nice Friday. If you want to give me a call, all you got to do is dial 877-207-2276. I want to hear from you, as usual. You can give me a call. Whew, all right. It's about the Bible study last night. And for some of those, for those of you who listened, we had a major audio problem. The video now looks good, but the audio was horrible. So I've been researching pretty much half the day today, trying to figure out the audio solution. I'm a theologian, not a tech guy in that respect, audio, video, but I got to learn it. So just pray that God will direct me in the right area, I'm going to get a shotgun mic. I need to know a good one and that I can afford. So that's that. Got to work on that. All right. So there you go. Hey, three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get on the air with someone special here. Let's get on with Eric from Utah. Hey, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Matt?
Doing fine. It took me like 2 weeks to recover from the sleep schedule getting back. I'm back to normal. Yeah. So, everybody, this is Eric. He headed up the tour we just did in Israel. He does a lot of them. He's great. He's an expert on Mormonism. And works with Mormonism Research Ministry. And anyway, he's going to be in here. We're going to talk about the next year trip we got going, right?
That's right. Well, I mean, you had such a good time on Apologetic Study Bible Tour Part 1 that I thought maybe you'd like to go on Part 2.
Let's do it. And then where's Part 3? To like the moon or something? I want to see how far the missionary trips can take us.
Yeah, actually, we can go to Jordan after that for part three. I'm going in October with Joel Kramer for 12 days. So that will, I think that can finish up pretty much covering all the Bible lands.
That's true. What about England? Did Paul go to
like
England?
To go to where your home is, huh? Germany. I've actually done the Reformation tour there, and that's a fun one. I mean, the best places are going to be Israel, and then after Israel, I'm going to say Turkey, Greece are awesome. I mean, you're going to be able to go on the missionary tours that Paul went on. Obviously, you can't go to every single place. And then Italy. And that's what we're going to do in April of 2024. When we were in Israel, I said, hey, do you want to join me in doing a trip in April? I'm already going with a pastor from Utah, Pastor Lauren Packratz, and he's a pastor here in Centerville. And then I was going as well, and we had room, and so I've invited you to come. We are three-quarters sold on this trip. We have 11 spots left. We're only taking 43 people. Normally I take 50 plus going to Israel, but this one we're going to do 43 because we're going to be going in and out of a lot of hotels, and so it's a little faster for us to have a few fewer people. But I do have 11 spots, and you already have 7 of the spots, Matt, so you definitely are going. The dates are April 1st through the 19th, 2024. It's going to be going to Turkey, Greece, and Italy. Can I real quick just tell people some of the highlights of what we're going to see?
Absolutely, because I want to see too. I want to hear them again.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go to the seven churches of Revelation. That's talked about in the first few chapters, and that include Ephesus, Pergamum, Laodicea, Sardis, and you've been there. You've been to all of these. In 2013, I took you, and you had a chance to already see those spots. But then Hierapolis, and that's the place where Philip was martyred and his tomb was found within the... And you'll be able to see his tomb there. Colossae has not even been excavated. I know you like to tell the story, Matt, of when you were on the top of this hill and you found a coin, and when Sehan saw that you had a coin, what do you have? Oh, that's probably about 1,000, 1,500 years old. Put it back. Yeah. And you did. You put it under rocks, so the next time you came, you'd be able to find it. But it's going to be excavated, actually. Yeah. They just announced this past year that there's going to actually start with archaeology at Colossae, but that's where the Book of Colossians was written to. Nicaea, the Council of Nicaea. And here's an interesting thing, Matt. I don't know if you realize it, but where they took us to in 2013 to see Nicaea and where the palace was, where the Council of Nicaea was held, was actually not the right place. In the last decade, they discovered it's in the water. And so,
we'll get to go scuba?
To Nicaea. Well, you can see it from the air, and there are pictures, but they've discovered it in the water where the palace was, where they actually had, from Constantine's palace, where Nicaea, where the Council of Nicaea took place. Istanbul, we'll get a chance to see the archaeological museum there that used to be Constantinople. Then we're going to fly over to Greece, and we're going to go to northern Greece. You haven't been to anywhere here in Greece, I think. We're going to go to Berea, Thessalonica, Philippi. Do you know who the most noble of those people were? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Thessalonians, 1711, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The Bereans were considered to be more noble than the Thessalonians. Cool. Yeah, so,
we're going to actually get to go there in Philippi.
And Delphi.
I was going to ask you, I was a little distracted looking at the... we're going to go to the Pamukkale area again in Turkey?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, good.
We're going to go there, and that's, I mean, just a beautiful place in Turkey. Delphi, we're going to be going to...
Yeah. I've shown people the Pamukkale stuff that we went to. It's stunningly different than anything you've seen anywhere in the world, and it's in Turkey. And I'm so looking forward to seeing that again. That's what I was distracted. So yeah, X1711, the Bereans were noble minded because blah blah blah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to trick you there.
No, it's okay.
Delphi is where the Oracle of Delphi. And if you remember, Paul was being followed by that young girl who, he cast the demon out of her. She had influence from Delphi. And then we're going to take a day off in Athens. We're going to Athens. We'll take a day off. We're going to go to three Greek islands on one full-day boat cruise. We're just going to have a rest day. We're just going to get off and on, eat lunch on the boat. It's just going to be awesome. I did that back in October when I took a group, and they just had so much fun with that. Then we'll spend a day in Athens. We'll see the Acropolis, the Parthenon, Mars Hill. All that Athens has, a full day there is probably not justice, but that's what we'll do. And then we're going to go the next day to Corinth, and we're going to see the place that where Paul lived for a couple of years and see what that's all about. Then we're going to take a boat across from Greece to Italy, and we're going to land in southeastern Italy, drive across the southern part and go to Pompeii, spend the day at Pompeii, and then spend the night at Puteoli, the harbor where Paul entered Italy to be able to go. He was under arrest, and so we'll see the harbor, and then we're going to drive up the Appian Way, the road that Paul took to get up to Rome, and then we'll spend 3 days in Rome. We'll see a number of things in Rome, including the Vatican Museum, the Roman Forum, the Colosseum, the house where actually he was under house arrest. So I run through those real fast, Matt, but 19 days. This is a 19-day trip. It's a long time. You've got to have the time to be able to do this. But if you're going to go to that part of the world, you might as well see as much as you possibly can. And while we won't see every city that's talked about in the Book of Acts, I'm going to promise you that you, Matt, are going to read the Book of Acts and the New Testament epistles much clearer, especially with the geography, than you ever did before. It's just like when you went to Israel the first time in 2013, you're able to now get a feel for what Israel is like. Well, if you've been to Israel, or even if you haven't, going to these lands, my wife actually, Terry, likes going to this trip. She's been twice with me now. She'd rather go on this trip than going to Israel. She says, I'm done with Israel. She loves Turkey. My guides are great. I have a lady named Shebby, and she is awesome to describe things. And then we're going to have devotionals from Lauren, myself, yourself. We're going to be speaking at Ephesus, and we'll be in the theater in Ephesus. Think about it. You were there, the theater where they tried to kill Paul, and they were shouting praises to Artemis, and they were shouting death to Paul, and he barely escaped with his life from there. Well, that theater is still there today. I mean, these are the things that you get to see when you go to the Bible lands that you can't really get out of an atlas or a study Bible, as good as those are. To see it in person, to get a feel for it, to actually be there, I think is the best possible way. So if people from who are listening right now want to go, they can go to the website. It's bridgepaultour.com, bridgepaultour.com. We only have 11 spots. And so 7 people have already signed up under you, but this is the first time we've announced it on your radio show. And I said, well, we got to let your people know, because okay. I know you have a faithful audience, people who would like to travel with you. And if they go to bridgepaultour.com, they can see the itinerary, common questions that are asked, the cost of it. The itinerary has all the dates telling you exactly what we're going to do. And anybody who signs up only under you, nobody else, it has to be under you, they're going to get $100 off the land price. And then there's also the possibility of 2 additional $100 discounts if we bring the people. We bring 30 people, which we already have. We have 30 people right now. So there's another $100 that will be taken off, and then a third $100 if we bring 40. So I talk fast, and I give a lot of information. But, Matt, I want people to go with you to the we call it the footstepsofpaultour.com. That's the website. If they go, I said that wrong. It's the bridgepaultour.com. It's the Footsteps of Paul Tour that we are taking. And if people want to learn more, they go to the Bridge Paul Tour, go onto that website, and they're going to learn what you can see. I think it's just an incredible trip.
It is. Yeah, one of the things I liked about the trips that we've done before to Israel is the food. This is an off-topic thing. I mean, everything's great, but the food is something you don't think about. And it was really good at the hotels, but we buy our own lunch. And I really did enjoy going to different places and different foods and different this and different that. It was just an additional delight that we had. Yeah,
and I should mention, Paul, that on this Paul trip, we're going to have 4-star hotels. Everywhere we go, they're 4-star, and we have breakfast and dinners that are included. In fact, it's all-inclusive. It includes your taxes and your tips and your admission fees, our guides in each of the 3 countries we're going to. But I'm going to tell you why my wife really likes Turkey. The food is better than, I'm going to say, Israel. You enjoyed the food in Israel? She likes the food there, too, and in Turkey especially. But then Greece has its own flavor, and Italy. I mean, these are 3 countries that know how to serve food. So we'll be eating lots of food. Hopefully we don't gain too much weight, but we'll be walking a lot too. You'll have to be in shape to be able to go on this trip.
That's for sure. We walk so much in Israel. It was like 3 to 5 miles a day.
At least. It was good. There were a couple of days I personally, because I was doing the extra hikes, there were a couple of days we did 11 miles. But the average day on a Paul trip is not as much as the Israel trip, but it's still going to be 3 to 7 miles a day average, rarely going over 7. But, I mean, you have to be in shape. And one of the things that I do, Matt, on a trip like this, I will be emailing people on group emails regularly, and I'll be telling you all the things you need to know. So I'll be holding your hand. It's a travel agency. It's a Christian agency based in Pennsylvania called Pilgrim Tours. They will be working with you as well. And so it's really, you just need to sign up.
Please do. I'll talk about it after the break. We got a break. So, hey, thanks a lot, Eric. Really appreciate it, man. God bless, brother.
All right. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Okay. Oh, man, I could talk about the trip for a long time. He's great. It works out great. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live. Taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. 4 open lines. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. Just real fast, Eric texted and said that the $100 off is through the end of April. If you want to sign up, you get $100 off up through April 30th. So just a little FYI, and we'll have him on again sometime in the future. We'll talk about that trip. I'd have to go with him to Jordan and some other stuff once I dropped a hint. Hey, if you need a luggage carrier, I'll go. Of course, I can't afford it. But at any rate, a lot of fun. I really did enjoy the trip and enjoyed the bus ride. And I really enjoyed the food. I really enjoyed going to different places. And once we had to take an unexpected detour. We were in Israel. Just one of those things that happens. And everybody in the bus was like, okay, whatever. You know, we're just talking. And we went and we ate at a gas station. And they had this gas station. And it had a lot of food in it. Okay. We just lined up and swarmed the place and got stuff. And we ate outside. And that's one of my fonder memories of all things. I really enjoyed that. And the bus driver, man, that guy could move that bus. And it was incredible where he could park it. Wow. It was a lot of fun, and I am looking forward. And also, I wanted to say something about the falls. No, they're not falls. What are they? The Papaka, what's it? I called it. I had to look it up each time. Pamukkale. Just look up that in Turkey. You can't believe what it is that it is. It's hard to describe. White-walled water. Terraced water things that are all naturally formed. It's just, you have to see it. It's just amazing. All right. Hey, if you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Glenn from North Carolina. Glenn, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. I'm calling back. We got cut off at the end last night.
Okay. So what's
the
up?
The question... The two groups in Revelation that are resurrected, all right, and 1 Corinthians 1:20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. That's past tense. They were, and Matthew 27:52.
Look at this verse. I'm trying to find the verse. You said 1 Corinthians 1:20?
It's in 1 Corinthians 15:20, yeah.
Oh, 15:20. Okay, yeah. He's the first fruits of the resurrection. Yeah. The first one to be raised in a glorified body. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in Matthew 27:52, I'm going to read it. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
Yes.
And came out of the graves after his resurrection,
right,
and went into the holy city. Yeah. All right. Now, before the cross, I mean, after the cross, after Jesus, you know, died, was buried, and rose, you know, all the Paul's epistles and everything, it's all about Christ's righteousness and not ours. And in Revelation 6:9, and when he'd opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. All right, that's the saints who died before the cross that were resurrected at Matthew 27.
Okay, hold on. Do you have a question? Because it sounds to me like you're trying to teach, and Okay, we're gone. This is how it works. If I don't know what you're doing, and then I say I don't know what you're doing, and then I'm talking about it, and you interrupt me and cut me off, that just tells me something else is going on, and you're gone. So if you want to call back, and because I want to get a word in edgewise, and if you want to talk to me, I want to know what's going on. If I have a little bit of suspicion and caution, you need to just give me a break and let me talk about that instead of continuing. I don't like that, and so I don't put up with it. All right, we have nobody waiting. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. All right. If you want, you can email me at info@carm.org. info@carm.org. You can say, hey, I got a question or a comment. If you want to, you can do that instead of calling me on the air, and that's okay. So what I'm going to do is go over some hate mail, because it's Hate Mail Friday. And by the way, folks, if you want to join me, you want to watch the show, you can do that by going to Rumble. And I guess you go Rumble.com/C for channel, and then /Matt Slick Live, all one word, and you'll get right in here. And what we're asking people to do is to follow those particular channels as well, if you would be so kind as to just follow those channels. It really helps us with some statistics and some stuff like that. You can follow Matt Slick Live. You can follow Matt Slick Bible Study. You can follow carm.org. If you can do that, you know, either one or all or none, whatever. It helps you. We're just giving you a heads up on it. And also, we're moving more and more towards Rumble because it's helping us logistically and with security, because the problem with YouTube is that we have some liberal stuff going on, and we don't trust that they'll keep me on the air. And we're just waiting for them to say, sorry, you said something, so your account's suspended. And we are slowly prepping in case that might be the case. Normally we wouldn't worry about it, but it, you know, how things are going with liberals and things like that. Because liberals cry, tolerance, tolerance, be tolerant. And then they show how they're intolerant. Because they'll say, you're not tolerant the way we want you to be tolerant, so we're going to be intolerant of you, Mr. Intolerant. That's how it works with the left. All right, let me read some hate mail. And I love hate mail. Here we go. So for those of you who might be new, I read hate mail on Fridays sometime. We have some extra time. And there you go. So, all right. I'm looking for the URL for Rumble, Matt Slick Live. You just put it into, let me see. Let me check what it is. No, I won't do it right now. Matt Slick Live. Yeah, so that people can find it. Put it in Rumble so I can click on the link and verify it. Okay, so here's an email. I read your little spat about Wicca on your website. I found it very uninformed, to be honest. Now, this is interesting. Your little spat. So it's a derogatory kind of a statement, and I enjoy that. You know, it's not a big deal, but it's a spat. You deem it a form of satanic worship when, in fact, it honors the earth, the skies, the sun, and the moon. Now, I'm curious. How do you honor the moon? What do you do to honor the moon? Now, if I were to honor, a friend of mine, you know, I'm going to speak well of him in front of him and outside and when he's not around. And I'm going to honor him and show him he's worthy of respect and honor and things like that. So the moon now is somehow worthy of honor and, I guess, praise and adoration. What about Venus? Wouldn't Venus be a little jealous about this? I'm just kind of curious because, you know, if you're going to honor the Earth, sky, sun, and moon, what about the Andromeda galaxy? Is this an issue? Because if the Wiccans are going to be sitting there honoring a few things, what about the rest of the planets? And what about the trees? Well, it says Earth, okay, but maybe some trees want to be honored. I don't know. Anyway, he says a Wiccan could wear a tiger's eye stone about their neck as protection. Wow, protection from what? That's what's interesting. Hey, there's the music. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. Please stay tuned.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I'm going to finish up with this one thing this Wiccan said, and then we'll get to the callers. This Wiccan said a Wiccan could wear a tiger's eye stone about their neck as protection, such as a Christian would wear one of the martyrs around their neck that promises protection. You see, Christians don't do that. Catholics do it, but Christians don't do it because it's paganism. And it's interesting that a Wiccan uses the same kind of amulet protection practices of having an object that protects you in spiritual senses. That's just the occult. And Christians don't do that kind of a thing. But the Catholics will do it. It's unfortunate, but that's what it is. Let's get to John from Raleigh, North Carolina. John, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I guess I missed a nice thing. I'm just coming along in the second half hour. I'm finally catching up. Oh my gosh. Let me turn this off. I'm getting an echo back on myself. Just a second.
Okay. Sure. Okay. There we go. Feeling a little dead air time here.
So hopefully that's better.
That's much better. Much better. Yes, very
good. Okay, good. So I'm finally caught up with all the past shows almost to this week, and you've been talking about the video stuff that you want to do. You're aware of the company Atlassian, right?
Atlassian? No, never heard
Atlassian.
Of it.
No. Okay, Confluence is something probably right up your alley for reorganizing things. I imagine that the way your brain works, you probably have a kind of a hierarchy list of how you've talked about it too.
I got the same problem.
That's what happens.
That's right.
I turn 65 next week, so.
Oh, you poor guy. It's over for you. That's right.
Okay. How you organize the hierarchy of your documents that you've done and how you want to do. Well, Confluence, the original Confluence was really cool when I was working at Cisco. It was like object-oriented programming is to thoughts, that you can create a thought, right? Then that thought can be linked to other documents, so you basically can include it. So while you have these things that are like maybe a talk on a specific verse or whatnot, then you can build up new documents reusing those things. And if something changes or you add to that part, then all the documents get updated at the same time. I believe you can attach videos in the same way. So you were talking about these 2-minute videos, which I think is a great idea. And it might be a way to organize that. And I'm pretty sure for organizations, it's free, but I also think for individuals and personals, people 1 to 10 people, their Confluence package is free as well, which you would just attach to the website, and that gives you all the organization abilities, and then when they can see the links to these different things. That might be something you can look into, and I'd love to be able to help you, but unfortunately right now between trying to get monies and working and everything, I'm just way too full, but I think this might be something that might be able to help organize toward the future.
Well, you know, as you were talking about it, I went in and looked, and I said, I'm going to just sign up right now. And it says my email is already taken. And so it means, because the email
Matt Flick
I used,
is taken?
Matt at carm.org. And so it's telling me that I've already gone in and checked it. I'm going to check it out again, though. Okay, let's see. Atlassian. Yeah, look, there it is. How about that? That's blowing me away. Okay.
Now, the part that I was talking about originally was how it was organized, but I might have been too high of a skill level for people. So the current Confluence is kind of front-ended to make it a lot easier, but that back-end part with the thoughts and being able to include it into files, like basically, like you said, you have your outlines. That's perfect. That would be kind of the master page, and the outline, each individual outline would then map to one of these Confluence thought things, and as you change your outline, you get to reuse it, and basically the data is the same and can be populated into other documents in different ways, so that you don't have to recreate it every time. Pretty neat.
Well, I'll check it out and revisit it, and just ask them to set up give me a new password. So I'll check it out. There is a great deal that I'm working on. And at 66 years old here, you know, I just find myself having to learn new stuff all the time, technology-wise. You know, there's Trello, there's Atlassian, there's Notion.io, or AI, I think it is. There's, Midjourney. There's so many things, and in order to keep up with the crowd, and so that I can break things down into a simplistic form just to make the most efficient use of my time. It's one of the things I've been doing lately is praying, just asking God, whatever it is, the right way. You know, I don't want to have any suggestions to God. I just say, well, you decide. And just open and close doors, because I'll mess it up. And
they will come.
That's right. If you build it, they will come. That's right. And so I got so many things I need to do. I need a lot of I keep saying this, but I need a lot of help. I need people to come up alongside, like they do with Moses, lift up his arms. Needs some people who just help. And I got some good people who do help. You know, there's Ernie and Laura and Charlie. There's some great folks who do a lot of great stuff. You know, we have Joanne. We have another guy named Dave. It's great. But there's always more to do.
For the first time, I put together a five-year plan, and I'm hoping somewhere between 3 and 5, I might be able to come over. And the big thing is getting that financial freedom to be able to do things, because that's one of the big things that I know I should be doing. And you know, evangelizing is very scary, but I'm way behind the curve, and the days are getting shorter.
So, yeah, I hear you.
I know I got to do something.
I try and tell people that they don't have, you know, evangelism is fine. If you want to do it, that's what you call to do. But there are lots of ways to support the body of Christ and to expand the kingdom.
Yes.
And that's one of them. Just one, yeah. So, yeah, good for you. You have to check it out again.
Yeah. I'll try to send you my my email, maybe my LinkedIn. You can look me up there, and if there's things that I can help consult with in some way, maybe that would be advantageous as well.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. So it works with Trello? Is that what it works with? Looks like it does.
Yes, I would imagine so. Basically, as far as the people coming on, you would have it as part of CARM.org. And it's a CRM, so it's a content CMS. It's a content management system. Mm, okay. So you just have all your other stuff, and then you kind of ease into the new stuff, into this, and it should be seamless to the people. The presentation might be a little bit different, but and then maybe some of the people can to work with it. Now this is decades later. They might even have a translation piece already part of the project. Atlassian is the biggest company. All the Fortune 500 companies are using their products to do development. So it's which is why they're able to give it to people for free to set up their own little, you know, knowledge bites and organization. So,
well, check it out. Yeah. Logging in while we're talking, and it's doing its thing. Yeah. So we'll see. Oh yeah, multitask.
Cool. I hope it works.
Okay. Multitasking or that? Okay, no problem, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
God bless.
Okay. Cool stuff. Let's get to Travis from North Carolina. Travis, welcome. You're on the air.
Listen, I got you on speakerphone because I'm working right now. If there's any kind of glow or background or anything, just let me know and I'll take it off.
All right, no problem. What do you got, buddy?
Not much. So before I get to my question, it's an interesting update. I started a petition today online through Facebook primarily, and one of my Facebook accounts got banned from Facebook Messenger because of the petition I put up.
And what petition was that?
I did a petition for the school system. It's if one religion has to be banned, then all religions have to be banned. We're not allowed to teach creationism, but we're falsely indoctrinating our kids with this crazy idea of millions and millions of years of evolution just simply so they can take out the God that they don't want to have to answer to.
Right. That's right. Oh, we got a break coming up. Yeah, that's right, but they're hypocrites. And secular humanism is officially a religion, according to the Supreme Court, and it's taught in schools. So, anyway, hey, look, we'll be right back, okay? Folks, we have three open lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the last segment of this Friday show. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Chuck from North Carolina. Chuck, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt. Matt, hey. I wanted to talk to you about these
disclosure, these classified documents that the man let out for the past few months, I guess. And Tucker Carlson last night talked about, in those documents, it said, I believe that's where he got the information was, I'm quite sure, is that there were seven Ukrainians dying for every one Russian. And our government is telling us that we're winning the war. That man
This is problematic. Hold on. Because you could be winning the war at that rate. And it depends on how the winning the war is understood. Hold on a sec. So if winning the war means you're regaining your ground and it's taking seven people for one Russian and you're doing what you want, you're winning. So I'm just saying, is it by numbers that it's understood? That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, the Ukrainians won't be able to sustain that. You know,
it depends. You can't sustain it infinitely, but you can sustain it for a limited period of time. This is one of the... I like Tucker, and I've watched him many, many, many times, but there are logic mistakes he makes and things like that. I'm not saying he said what he said exactly.
Yeah, there is.
But things like that are problematic. They're not logically necessary. And I've noticed that many times, and I think he takes some of the information a little bit too far sometimes. I'm not criticizing the guy. You know, he's doing what he's doing. He probably
understands
a lot of stuff. So I just say, and I've said it many times out loud, and my wife will be sitting there and go, that's not logically necessary. He shouldn't say it that way. And I'm thinking, if I were there speaking about stuff, and I had the script that I had to read, the teleprompter and stuff, I'd be reading that stuff beforehand, and I'd say to the writers or whoever, I'd say, don't, you can't say that. That's not logically necessary. Let's be more precise, and let's work with it. I'd be doing things like that on a few issues. But anyway, no big deal, but go ahead.
I was just thinking about where the government, I think they classify too much stuff, what I meant by that was I just couldn't believe it, and well, they can't do it because the Russians have taken so much of their territory anyway.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if they're losing ground and they're losing people and they're losing resources, then they're losing the war. Absolutely. And so those things need to be...
I'm afraid.
That's what I'm saying, just an issue of logic, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you put me on my place correctly there. You're right, logical. Well, no, yeah. Tucker's a conspiracy theorist, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you know, I mean, I would tell that to him nicely to his face. You know, I would say, Tucker, you know, you think. And he's got a lot of good points. He's got an inquisitive mind.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'll let your next caller get on, Matt, and take care. Keep up the good work.
Good. I'm going to watch. I recorded it last night but didn't watch it, so I'm going to watch it and see what he says.
Yeah, I was infuriated. You know,
well, you know, there's a lot of lies. I look at Ukraine as the biggest money laundering scam the United States has ever faced.
You mean about the defense contractors getting the money from the government or something?
Well, there are reports of billions of dollars going over there without very tight oversight. And many of the Ukrainian officials...
Oh, accountability, yeah.
Yeah. And they're buying homes, cash, in like Sweden and places like that, I'd heard.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, so where's the money going? And I wouldn't be surprised if what's happening there is a lot of the people in the United States government who vote for this are making deals in back rooms and saying, yeah, well, you know, we'll give a contribution to your whatever fund that's off-site. If you vote for this Ukrainian bill, then we'll donate, you know, $100,000 to your bank account that's in the Cayman Islands. I wouldn't be surprised because I believe that most of the government's corrupt. I mean, the FBI's corrupt, and the Biden crime family, they're corrupt. And the left, they don't care about corruption. They care about agenda, and they don't care about truth. They care about it's their agenda. That's all they
think
care about.
Think they're going to create it. Yeah. And the thing was, too, what kind of fits in with this,
President Trump says the biggest thing he worries about is a nuclear war. Well, us as being Christians, you know, I don't know, in a nuclear war, because he knows how much stronger the nuclear weapons are and all that stuff. But, and then you hear Tucker, and we got soldiers in there. And, well, of course, our Marine Recon and our SEALs all the time, all over the world, and get the bad guys and whatever, you know.
Well, and you think about this. What's Biden doing? And you know the people are behind him or supporting it. The guy's incompetent, and it's obvious. He's incompetent.
Yeah.
And he sold out our oil reserves out to China, our enemy. They're our enemy. And he sold
they hate us.
So much of it. And since the 1980s, we haven't been this low in our oil reserves, and they're not working to bolster it back up, to fill it back up. And you can do it by opening up plants here in the States, but he's choosing not to do that. I mean, this is so obviously, to me, it's such an obvious corruption issue. You know, there needs to be something done. Yeah.
Yeah. Victor David Hansen, and you know, all making you buy electric cars, checking your gas, checking your air conditioning, you know, setting your air conditioner up 78 or 80 in the summer when you might want to keep it down lower.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff.
It's communist control. They want to tell you what's good for you. That's the commie leftist goal. We know what's good for you, and you need to comply. And if you don't, you're an intolerant bigot. We know what's better for you. And that's why we believe in brainwashing your children into the alphabet mob mentality.
Awful,
because that's what they want to do. They're self-righteous.
And this,
pieces of crap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, self-righteous. And the surgery they want to do in the little kids. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And,
I can't believe
it. And the fact is, people don't realize that when you're emboldened, you'll continue to push. And the left is pushing. And Hollywood's helping them. The media's helping them. And the schools are indoctrination camps. You know, it sounds so conspiratorial, but this is what it is. It's just horrible stuff.
It's
awful. It is.
It's so different from where I grew up. Goodness gracious, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, like the old movie, How Green Was My Valley, and my valley was so green, it was so wonderful, you know?
Yeah, now it's a wasteland of left ideology. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. I don't trust him on this Ukraine thing. I really don't. I mean, what I mean is, he got in there and they says, well, how long are you going to stay in the battle? As long as it takes. Well, hold on.
What does that mean?
You know?
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? And if we, and when we say Ukraine's winning, if they're really losing, and then these documents come out to say maybe they are losing, because they can't sustain 7-1. You know, it just won't work. I mean, even a certain goal. The goal is to get back the whole money, back all the rest of the country. Right? Captured plus Crimea, and we're supposed to support all that.
I hear you. I'm with you. I wish I had a TV show where I could say what needs to be said, and I wouldn't pull any punches. And I'd say the Biden crime family, and I would tell them, don't call him president. He's just an occupier of the presidency. And I'd also say, don't say we're a democracy, because we're not. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. They need to say what the truth is. And we need to say things like, people, you need to go out in the streets, and you need to protest, and you need to start being active in getting our country back. That's what needs to happen. It's bad.
Yeah, I'm afraid our Christians are more passive, though, you know, Matt.
Yeah,
they're
taught to be passive.
Not likely to
just follow the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer, Jesus, and don't do anything. Turn your cheek. Just be comfortable, because God's got a wonderful plan for your life, and the wonderful plan means a large bank account and lots of stuff, because God's going to bless you. That's what it's about. And blessing can't happen if you're out there risking for your life and risking for the country and risking for your faith. You can't be blessed the way these morons are teaching. And we're teaching right out of the book, a second colonoscopy. And they're sitting there teaching this idiocy, and people are buying it. And so the Christians are weak. The Christians don't know. And we need to have somebody up there who can tell the truth. And but if you do tell the truth, you get shadow banned. Like we're shadow banned on Facebook. We know that Facebook is shadow banning this show. We know it.
What does shadow banning mean?
It makes you think you're getting more traffic than you are, and they'll hide information from other places. And so, what they'll do is you might be getting 1,000 views a day, and they'll only show you're getting 70, and you think it's not working.
Huh.
So they'll do stuff like that. There's different forms of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's.
That's why people go to Rumble. Rumble.com.
Yeah, I got the app, but I don't know how to get into it. I'll find out.
Okay. All right, buddy. We got another call. I'm going to get you.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. That sounds good. Okay. Goodbye. I'm not going to get to that again. So, hey, look, we've got about 2 minutes left in the show. Just let me tell you that I hope you're having a good time listening and hope it's entertaining. If you'd be so kind as to consider seriously just going to Rumble, you don't have to watch it all the time, but what we're asking is support, and it doesn't cost you anything. You can go over to rumble.com and sign up, and you can follow and approve of whatever the word is there. You can do it at the Carm Org link, or just look up Carm Org. And you can also look up Matt Slick Bible Study, Matt Slick Live, and you can just follow us. And just a number. We just see a number. But it helps us. And also we're finding out that there's a cumulative effect that Rumble is designed that those people who are in it and ministries and whatever is in it, you get a little bit of money coming back. That's not why we're there. We're there for a different reason. But we found out, I found out today, a little bit comes back. More than I thought, just a few cents here and there. But it can add up. And, maybe $100 a month kind of a thing on a good day, a good month. But a little bit helps, and that's not why we're doing it. But, look, I'm just asking, would you please consider going to Rumble, rumble.com, and just support us. Just sign up and follow Matt Slick Live Radio and the Matt Slick Bible Study. You don't have to go watch them, but it tells us that people are listening to the show and that they're following that, and it's an encouragement to us. We know that the radio show is speaking to people, and we can see the results by those numbers that are in there. And it's encouraging us to do that. And Sola Gratia 7, thanks for your $5 rant. We just now came in. And also, it's not why we do it, but people can give a little bit of money, a little cash, if they like what I'm saying. And they can do that. And it comes in. We're very appreciative of it. It's easy to do. But that's not, like I said, that's not the reason that we're doing this. But hey, there you go. May the Lord bless you. The music's going to start any time. I hope you have a great weekend. Go to church, have a great time, and by His grace, we'll be back on the air on Monday, and hopefully we'll have some more good stuff. Save your calls, your questions for then, or go ask your pastor. And by God's grace, we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.